fancy digs you got here.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Tanted. Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Tanted.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Even better than a stroke and a poke. The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Hi there, Curly.
Hi.
It's time for Buzz's News, now brought to you tonight by the 50th Annual Grammy Awards. Cool. Sunday, Feb 10 on CBS. See the amazing musical performances only the Grammys can deliver. The 50th Annual Grammy Awards on CBS.
CBS.
CBS. A Moonves production. A Moonves Mason production. A Moonves Mason, and to a very small part, Hughes production.
Just a wee little bit.
Just the gay glasses.
A tiny little bit.
Tonight's gay glasses provided by Michael Hughes.
On the end of my nose.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
A not such a super Tuesday on Wall Street. The Dow closing down today, 370 points.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, it is. About two.
That's
and a
bad,
half
right?
Oh, yeah. No.
That's bad.
That means, so when stocks crash, you jump out of windows, right?
Right.
Not yet, Larry.
I'm curious.
Jump on a mattress.
Super Tuesday, really.
I'm buying is a brand new diet candy.
Yeah?
It's called AIDS.
I'm buying stock in it. It's going to be big.
I know it's a bad thing, the AIDS,
right.
But you spell it the other way.
With a Y.
And you eat candy, and you lose weight.
Right. It's going to be good, right? I'm going to buy stock in a nice toy company called Coleco. It's good, right?
I made a deal. All my toys. Lead-based paints.
No problem.
100%.
I've been told that the toy companies in China are the best ever, right?
Right.
Whoa.
Bull market's good, right?
Bears are bad, right?
You're right.
Bull good, bear bad. They can both kill you, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Kevin Costner's in Bull Durham, I'm watching.
Whoa.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Hi, and Larry's. Super Tuesday's the day nearly half of America.
That was funny.
Narrows the field.
Stop it. You flatter us.
This is the day we normally would narrow the field of presidential candidates to two. But there's been concern this year could be different. With the races so close, we could still come out of this with some unanswered questions.
Now, you were telling me outside that you think this we're not going to know a lot of stuff going on tonight, right?
With California being so important at this point, them taking part in Super Tuesday for the first time, and their returns coming in so late for the rest of us, those of us here on the East Coast would be better off going to bed and looking up the results in the morning.
I don't ever remember a primary ever
being
generating this kind of heat.
Yeah,
this is great.
And in fact, you're right. There's been a record turnout at the polls today in every state reporting so far. It could be, however, that a new poll is showing Barack Obama surging ahead in the key state of California.
This is Shuper and a Shuper Tuesday.
That's right.
Woo!
Surging ahead from a tie with Hillary.
Barack Obama!
To a 13-point lead in California.
I don't trust that.
I know. Then there's reason to be skeptical. Clinton remains strong, however.
Do you vote for the black?
Or the chick? Oh, calling her a chick. That hurt. That physically hurt me.
Uh-huh.
The broad.
The mall.
There you go.
It's a dame or a colored.
The harlot.
Are you voting for the Negro? The Negro man or the white woman?
Are you going to vote for the mall?
I'm curious. What's up with John McCain's skin?
Hot wife, though.
The Republicans, they're all white men. Democrats, black man and a white woman. That's different, right?
Why?
I'm curious. Sure. I guess tonight is Daniel Baldwin. We're discussing Jeff Conaway.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing up all over Buzz Burbank's news.
Whoa.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Clinton remains strong in New Jersey and Missouri, but Obama also leading, in addition to California, in Georgia by 20 points. Now, on the Republican side, Romney leads as McCain in California by 7, but McCain has a 26-29% lead in New York and New Jersey. The figures are from Zogby pollsters working for Reuters and C-SPAN on Sunday and Monday, so this is recent stuff. The margin of error is 3.4%.
I got to tell you something. When I look at Mitt Romney,
It
makes little Larry move a little.
Whoa.
He's very handsome, isn't he, Larry?
Good-looking fellow.
Mm-hmm.
You're conservative, right?
Yeah.
Yes, very.
Yeah, I got a square head. And I got fake hair.
There's word today that 80s rocker John Cougar Mellencamp has asked John McCain to stop the music. McCain's been playing Mellencamp songs at his Republican rallies, and Mellencamp's a diehard Democrat.
I'd ask John Mellencamp to do the same during the football. Stop playing that stupid, "This is our country."
Didn't he do this in another election, too? Didn't he bitch about somebody else using his music?
Other artists have. I don't know that it was Mellencamp last time.
I think if you're going to record music that invokes America, I think you got to get used to that.
He has a tail, right?
That's what I heard, right?
Right, sure.
Yeah, do you think when Democrats win, he wags it?
Sure, because he's happy, right?
Whoa. Right.
How are you doing? It's Super Tuesday!
TCDQ. That's right, I'm sad and blue.
Our Super Tuesday!
Hope yours is as super as ours is.
Call 7 right now, get some mulch.
With Buzz's love.
That's right.
And a big spoon.
Lap it up.
Hi, Buzz. You know what I heard? I heard the stock market went down today.
Yeah, it did. I'm glad you heard that.
A lot.
Yeah, 300.
Somebody really smart told me it went down a lot.
300.
A lot.
Points, yeah.
A lot. A-L-O-T.
Mellencamp, not a McCain supporter at all. He was reportedly an Edwards supporter until Edwards dropped out of the race. Word is Mellencamp's people have now asked McCain's people to stop using cougar tunes on the campaign trail. And whether it's the Super Bowl or something else, whenever any town hosts any big event, there's a spike in the sex business.
Sure.
Denver last saw the spike when it hosted the NBA All-Star Game. Now it's preparing for the Democratic National Convention. And even though the convention's still 6 months away, there's already been an increase in the advertising of sex services.
I'll
in
make it
Denver.
Feel really good for you, hon.
Erin says she's an adorable college cutie who at $300 an hour will leave you breathless. Jay says he'll give you an unforgettable milk bath because, quoting him, "I'm cute, I'm sexy, and I deliver it all."
What if it's homemade milk?
Oh, milk bath.
What if it's Jay juice?
God.
J-A-Y is Jay where you can't say juice.
A milk bath.
Jay Leno's juice.
Hi, I'm calling. I'm going to be at the Democratic National Convention, and I'm really looking forward to a milk bath.
Yeah.
You want to come up for my milk bath, Kev?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
One hooker says she prefers Republicans. Quoting her, "We get a lot more business. I don't know if they're just frustrated because of the family values agenda." But yet another hooker prefers the computer conventions. Quoting her, "There's a lot of nerds that don't get out much." And officials in Virginia Beach, hopefully because they were embarrassed by the publicity, have dropped the obscenity charges against an Abercrombie & Fitch store.
I saw these pictures last night.
Yes.
I found them to be wonderful.
May I ask a question about that?
Sure you can.
The hair. Was there hair, if you know what I mean?
All of the young men, all the young dudes, they're shirtless. And their dungarees are unbuttoned, and they show just the slightest crack of their little athletic teenage behinds.
Oh, bite me off a piece of that.
I want to go right to Abercrombie & Fitch, and I want to say, I want to buy everything that you have in a button-up fly.
I've always been a big fan of Abercrombie & Fitch.
This particular store had been repeatedly warned by police to take down the black and white photo posters that adorn every A&F location
there's
across
nothing,
the country.
There's nothing to them. I mean, they like to think that they're artsy-fartsy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. They're just guys wearing jeans.
I always get confused. I'm not sure whether it's Abercrombie & Fitch or Hudson Tail Outfitters.
Oh, Hudson Tail.
Hudson Tail.
Milk bath.
As Don said,
and
you...
I want to say hi to Al the gal that Lane Bryant.
Oh, Lane Bryant is a great store.
Yeah, it's right by the food court.
You could see a guy's crack in one of the pictures and the curve of a woman's breast in another. City prosecutors have come to the conclusion they might not be able to prove an obscenity charge. The way the law is written and what with the national outrage about the city's prudishness. So yesterday they announced they'll drop the obscenity charge. This apparently means police will return to the store the photos they seized in their obscenity raid.
They took those things off the wall?
They did. They ripped them. Well, they didn't rip them off the wall, but they confiscated them.
Really, that's
them.
Freaking ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, you would have loved what I watched on the Sundance Channel. There's really nothing on last night.
What?
And it's a British movie, little short movie about a guy working in a grocery store. And it's funny at the beginning. It's just funny because the characters are great.
That was not funny.
But what he does, and the whole topic of the movie is that he freezes time. He works the night shift, and that's how he makes the time go fast.
Yeah.
Is he's able to stop time. And halfway through the movie, didn't see it coming, mm-hmm. He freezes time and he sketches all these hot women that are in the grocery store and he takes their clothes off. And then when he's ready to go back, he puts all the clothes back in
and
cracks his knuckles, and time comes back.
How many years ago did we? That's 15 years ago. That was my fantasy.
It really was fantastic. A little short movie, British film. I forgot what the name of it was. It came into it about a quarter through the thing.
God damn! I used to talk about that all the time. How great it would be to walk like into a bank and just stop people, and if there was a woman you were interested in,
right,
take off her clothes.
And he sketches them, and they were all turbo hot.
God, in my fantasy world, and doesn't somebody always call and say that there's a sci-fi book,
yeah,
right,
by L. Ron Hubbard or somebody that's out there that has this very same thought?
This is it. He puts all their clothes back on, and they're having a fight with a milk carton, and one of the guys throws the milk carton at his buddy, and at the very end of the movie, after he puts the clothes back on all the naked women, he takes his manager, who's frozen, puts him in a shopping cart, tilts him over, and he moves him to the back where they're having the fight and puts him in front of the milk carton, and that's how the movie ends.
Wow.
You just hear it hitting him in the chest, and you hear,
that is good.
Very, very good little short.
You know what I can recommend from Sundance? What's is that? A movie that was out about 5 years ago called Startup.com. Mm-hmm. You ever seen this? Like, it's a documentary about these two boyhood friends who grow up and, you know, like everybody, they're in the dot in that age.
Right.
They're in the dot-com bubble. And these guys, for the whole first hour and a half of this thing, it's right around, what was that, 10 years ago, 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
When hands-free phones were just coming in, mm-hmm, when you had your PDA, your Palm Pilot.
Right.
These guys have on the Power Ties. They got on the Larry King suspenders. And it's great because the company goes down.
Yeah.
At the end, the company crashes, and they all realize there's a bunch of crap. And right in the middle of it, the guy who's the CEO of the company takes everybody away for a retreat. And there's a scene where they're standing in the woods, and he says, I want everybody just to look up and hear the sound of God's amazing wind blowing through the trees. And you realize how full of crap all of these dot-com asswipes were.
And it was about 50-50. Some of them made it, and some of them fell very, very far.
And as it turns out, this one did. The guy who was his name is something like Kal-El.
Right.
It's something
right.
like Superman's real name. Anyway, right. startup.com, pretty good.
All right, good. Good. Any nudity?
We'll look for it.
No.
Damn.
No.
The question is, what does make people sexy? They tease you with questions they won't answer till after the commercial break.
Rob says blood.
Oh, God.
Very hot.
Well, that's blood. What he said. Hot blood. He likes hot blood.
There will be blood.
Because he's hot blood.
The Don and Mike Show.
You boneheaded idiot.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Hi there, Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
The question of what makes people sexy is one we've examined forever, but especially around Valentine's Day. New research shows that the thing that makes a guy most sexy to a woman is his intellect and sense of humor. That's number one, intellect and sense of humor. In a woman, guys look first to her...
How about you just have a real big schlong?
That's not on the list, oddly enough.
If you have one of those, and you're also smart and funny, mm-hmm, it'll work.
Hi, Gene Simmons. I hate Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
I'm known as the Mensa, and my pants mysteriously fell to the floor.
Which is worse. I know we're tight on time. Gene Simmons, when he was on The Celebrity Apprentice, or stupid Bret Michaels, who refuses to let everybody know that he's bald on that dumb show where he picks dates. Mm-hmm.
Both gorgeous men, intellectuals, and funny.
I think
it's great.
Who are you?
I'm Jane Simmons.
In a woman, guys look first to her eyes. Her intellect is second, tied with vivacious personality.
Where's bosoms?
In third and fourth place, how she dresses.
I look at the bosom first.
And how she undresses.
Bosoms!
I mean, after intellect and humor, women and men think that the sexiest traits are ambition and determination. That's right after intellect and humor. Women like ambition and determination in a guy.
Big jugs.
Followed by sensuality and romance,
right.
Followed by his overall looks.
I must defer to
perky nipples.
My distinguished colleague from Virginia. I will go with bosoms.
Who are you?
I'm Gene Simmons.
Uh-huh. From where?
I'm from KISS.
I love the BF.
Right.
That's not TF.
No.
That's BF.
BF? I've done that.
Sure, no. Yeah.
You see, was your
my interpretation might be slightly different.
I'm talking about bosom effing.
Oh no!
We're talking about what? Butt effing?
You've used the wrong letters, my friend.
And that's that.
Yes.
This is bad. This is bad. The official spokesman for Florida's Department of Children and Family Services has been arrested on kid-touching charges. The head of DCFS there says he is both horrified...
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
...and shocked. Al Zimmerman was fired on Friday after being charged with 8 counts of soliciting 2 boys for sex. Maybe more boys than that.
Big Al Zimmerman.
In a memo Friday, the head of Florida's DCFS told his employees to hold their heads high, even though Zimmerman, quote, victimized not only his victims,
you know,
but...
I always say, Buzz, find a job you love. You'll never work a day in your life.
His boss says he victimized the department and the 13,500 people who work there as well.
Yeah, Al Zimmerman.
The investigation points to the agent. You know him, Gene?
You know him?
Yeah, I know
I
Al Zimmerman.
Maybe you did.
He's big Al Zimmerman.
The investigation points to the agency itself as the means by which Zimmerman met at least one of the boys, even though his access to official records was reportedly limited. And there are essentially 2 schools of thought on flatulence. Quoting a middle school boy in Maine.
I'm for it. I'm 100% for it.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Quoting a middle school boy in Maine, it's a natural occurrence and we all do it 16 times a day. And quoting a girl at his school, it's gross. And it is that cultural divide that has led to the new rule at Camden Rockport Middle School up in Maine. Intentional farting will get you detention.
Well, now, how are you gonna prove it?
Exactly.
Man, I never would have gone to class.
Well, you know what I mean. Doing it to express your opinion on something or to make someone laugh or gag.
Yeah.
Well, apparently some 8th grade boys were having a contest, loudest, longest, most inappropriate. They became kind of a gang. They became well known in the school, and that got them detention.
That's a shame. I enjoy mine.
Who are you?
I'm Gene Simmons of KISS.
Don't your farts smell like blood?
Yeah, and I enjoy the smell of them. My own.
And finally, there's a new British website that's taken the guesswork out of buying delicate underthings for your lady this Valentine's Day. And since women's panties...
Thank you!
Since women's panties are called knickers in England, this website is called knickerpicker.com.
Wow, be careful.
There, a bloke can have a lovely lady try
Rob
on...
Rob wants to bookmark the site.
No. Yeah, I know.
Knicker, CK, knicker.
Right.
There, a bloke can have a lovely lady try on a few items so he can pick the one that's just right for his Valentine. If he needs a second opinion, he can email photos of the model to a friend. And he can do all this in the privacy of his own home instead of the embarrassment of picking up things in a store with other women watching. So not only is this perfectly innocent, it's a dadgum public service.
Absolutely.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Did you say dadgum?
I did.
Oh. Sorry, we're out of time.
Just checking. They're like Walter Brennan. Underused word.
Knickerpicker.com.
Right. 10 times fast.
Yeah.
We will see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ho, ho, ho. It's Robbie.
Don't forget.
What?
You and Janet are coming over to watch the Grammys this weekend and swap.
Ah, yes. Make sure she wears her boots.
Yeah,
this is the Don and Mike Show.